I'm Kerry Rowett, and this is the Align and Attract podcast, helping you to create your version of an aligned business. Let's dive into today's episode. Hello and welcome. I am so excited to be back on the podcast for the new year. Today we are talking creating your vision and really delving into this question of what do you want? It's something that I find a lot of people can find really difficult to answer. First of all, at the best of times, they can find that quite difficult to answer. And then in more recent years, I think there has been a lot of knocks around this. If we cast our minds back to, 4 years ago from when I'm recording this episode, and any vision that you had for that year or anything that you kind of felt that you wanted, there were a lot of things that changed and did not happen as expected. That is a bit of an understatement. And it was so widespread, obviously. It was entirely global. And I feel like that sense of change and not being able to look so far ahead really has continued for a lot of people, even into the last couple of years. Particularly last year, I saw this, where a lot of people were saying they were experiencing changes in the industry or finding that certain things that had worked for them in the past were no longer working. I didn't find this to be true for everyone, but for some people who were quite established and had certain products or programs or services, they just kind of rolled out, in a certain number of launches a year or however it might have been. Not everyone was finding that that was just happening as it had previously. What I'm finding moving into this year is that a lot of my clients are in this space where they are willing to look further ahead. Like, they're kind of craving it. And this sense of creating their vision has been a really big feature of a lot of the conversations that I've been having with clients so far this year. And so we're really talking about, what are you wanting to create in your business? Not just now, and not even just this year, but what are you really seeing yourself working towards? This can be, of course, so difficult to answer. And then to just add complexity into the mix, it's also, what are you really seeing for your life? What are you really seeing for your family? Like, what is this bigger vision of what it is that you are ultimately working towards and wanting to create? And not from a place of then living in the future, but using this vision to really create some magnetism, to create some energy, and for that vision to then have this sense of pulling you forwards into it. So rather than you just taking step by step by step, it's this sense of, I know exactly where it is that I'm headed. And then all of these steps in one way or another are linked into that desire and what it is that I'm creating. Now, if you are still in a place where you're like, I am not ready to make any long-term plans, I feel like my long-term plans don't come to fruition, and I feel burned by that, another way you could approach this is to think about, like, how it is that you're wanting to be feeling. So this sense of, everything has come together, or I feel so satisfied, I feel so secure. And then with your family, I feel this sense of love and connection. Whatever it is that you desire, but more focusing on, like, how it is that you would be desiring to feel. And with that sense of being able to look back and say, it all happened, it all came together. And, I have this total sense of accomplishment and achievement around that, because it's something I have so intentionally work towards and to create. So where is it that I see people get stuck when we're exploring this question of what is it that you want and what is this bigger vision that you're working towards? I'm seeing three main things, and I wonder if you'll relate to any of these. Number one, this feeling of I don't know what is possible and thinking too small. And you know, this can become a little bit of a habit where we might tell ourselves, oh, I don't really know, or we just focus on the next incremental change, or for example, creating something new in the business, creating some kind of cash flow injection, but it's not really linked to any sense of a bigger picture, a bigger body of work or legacy, or, you know, that more like lofty vision that we could have. And if you feel like this is something you can experience, I just don't know what's possible, I'm thinking too small, one of the ways you might start to shift this is just claiming, I'm ready to see what I want. I am ready to think bigger. So if that's you, just really express that for yourself right now. I am ready to see what I want, what I really want. I am ready to think bigger. And initiating conversations with your partner, if you have one, with good friends or business besties, this can be a way to start to spark, you know, some more thoughts and some more dreams around what it is that you might desire. Number two, the second thing I see where people can get stuck is this feeling of things have changed and my confidence has been rocked and I just can't move past that. And I have really seen in the last few years and a fair bit last year, like some people feeling like it's almost like a grieving process of things not feeling as easy as they once did, things feeling more challenging in certain ways, and self-worth and self-esteem, self-belief being impacted here. So that can be a real challenge. And sometimes the first step is that we do need to start to rebuild that sense of belief in ourselves and belief that we can create what we desire. And even though I still see it to be really useful to have this, you know, bigger vision, sometimes we might need to set, or it can be helpful to set some shorter term goals, which are really achievable, you know, like a 21-day challenge or a 30-day challenge, just rebuilding this belief in yourself that you can embark on something and that you can follow it through. Number three, the third thing I see that can really have us feel stuck in terms of creating this bigger vision for ourselves is I sometimes see clients will have a partial bigger vision, but the way it is, the way it comes to them is in snippets and it doesn't feel cohesive. It's fragmented and it can even be very confusing. So it could be, for example, if I'm looking 5 years ahead, like I'm seeing myself on stages, I'm seeing myself writing, I'm seeing myself, you know, with a community, like this sort of quite vague idea. And yeah, what can be so helpful with that is to really consider, well, what could that look like? And making sure that there is a business model around that, if it's a business thing, that can really, you know, make sense and can really work for you and that you actually really would love to get your energy behind. So yeah, really trying to nail down a few more of those specifics. So what do I see to help? Number one, is connecting to what your purpose is now. So often my clients have had a very clear sense of purpose at some time in their business, perhaps when they started or, you know, when they're in a phase of growth. And if you're having trouble like settling on a bigger vision, it could be that this sense of purpose is really not as clear as it once was. Perhaps it's changed. Perhaps you have evolved. And so thinking about like, what do I really desire to create in my business, first of all, and then even within my life, what do I see my sense of purpose to look like within my actual life outside of the business can be so incredibly helpful. Can help you to understand more about what it is that you're wanting to create and why it is that you're wanting to create that. The second thing I see to help is to assume that you do know what you want and to start writing it down and piecing it together. So I touched on, you know, in this where we can get stuck is in just seeing these different fragments and just getting all of this down on paper, like I'm sharing now, and really having this assumption that I do know what I want and drilling into that and just continuing to ask yourself again and again, but what do I really want? And what do I see that looking like? And why do I want that? Asking those questions and actually answering them over time, like that can create more clarity. Now, really, sometimes we can feel like I am just totally getting stuck in my head around this, and that can be a really good time to work with someone like me. So you could, for example, book a Breakthrough to Alignment session with me, which is a longer session that I do that is one-off in nature, and I work with you for an hour and a half. But prior to that, I spend about 20 minutes tuning into your energy using Reiki and my intuitive abilities. And if you booked that session, you could say, could you please use that time to tune into my vision, like what you're seeing there, because often I can see things that you might not be able to see that are actually a blind spot for you. And the type of feedback that I often get around these is like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't see that for myself, because that's so obvious. Or it's like, oh my gosh, actually, I would love that, and I just hadn't seen it that way. So it's like I can tune into like this higher level of potentiality that you might not be able to access. And we can really use that to motivate you and to energize you, because if your vision is a bit too small, it's not very motivating. So I can help you to really, you know, open up to something bigger and then help you to align your energy with that. The third thing I see to really help is to ask yourself, why do you really want that? And what is it really about for you? So let me give you a couple of examples of how I've seen this to really help clients. So with one of my clients, when they were talking about their vision, the first thing they spoke about was wanting to make a certain level of income, which would help them to sustain a certain level of lifestyle. And we sort of were looking at the different options of how it is that they may do that as a longer term plan. And one of them could do it from a financial perspective. But we realized as we delved into that, that this particular product that this person could sell, like people really like it and get a lot of value from it, but it doesn't have a sense of impact for the individual who has created it and who'd be getting it out there. And it doesn't have this sense of community or connection. So then she realized, oh, I see, it's not just around the money. And there was this other idea, which was to do with like a community resource. And as we were talking about that separately, it was like, well, financially, how does that make sense? Like, you're wanting to charge this amount per month. It was a very small amount. And as soon as we realized that this goal was really for her around impact and working with a lot of people, then we could say, oh, okay, well, what if you had 1,000 members at that price, for example? And that she could actually get really excited about. It's like, ooh, I can actually really put my energy into that as the challenge and as this area of growth, and then over and understand that that will take time, but grow into that. And this then became this really motivating vision for that person once they really understood what it was about for them. So it's like the first part of the business, like that business idea, could initially fund the other part of the business that actually gave them so much joy and so much passion, but it would take the pressure off of that needing to be immediately financially sustainable. Another example, and again, this was with someone who really felt like they wanted to grow into a certain level of income, already had like a really fully booked business in terms of working with clients and different offerings and things like that. But they couldn't understand, like, why am I not taking this leap and growing into this next level of income? And again, once we explored like why, well, first of all, they came up with some reasons as to how that impact would help their family and what it would enable in terms of choices and lifestyle and just different things. It was like, oh, and then, you know, that gave them some more motivation when it made it more real about why they wanted that for their family. But then as we explored within the business, it was like, really, more so than even the money, what they wanted to do was to feel like they had created something that was very substantial, like a substantial body of work, whether it's a program or whatever it might be. But something, you know, when something's really got that sense of solidity, I'm sure you can think of different people that you know who've got like a program that's really well known, and it's just really, that's their signature work. And for this person, it was really about them being able to feel proud of themselves for what they had been able to create and pull together and own and claim around their own, like their expertise. And then it's like the finances were actually just reflective of that, or recognition of that. And that's what it was really about for them. And sensing that, they could also then look at that longer timeline and go, even if it takes a while, you know, because things don't always happen immediately, they were kind of more excited about it could take a while, but that's actually creating what I really desire, and it's going to feel like really sustainable and something I can feel very proud of in the longer term. So that's the level of thinking that we can delve into when we are exploring this together. But you can totally delve into this for yourself. So I'll just go through those three steps of what I really see to help. It's connecting to what your purpose is now and the impact that you're wanting to have. Number two, assuming that you do know what you want, writing down what is coming to you, not judging yourself for what comes up. Because on the surface, you might think, oh, that's a little bit materialistic, or do I really need that? Or why am I saying I want that? And you know, when you go deeper and you go further, you might understand it differently. Maybe it's not about the material item. Maybe it's actually more around, you know, time and spaciousness and choice, or maybe it's more around connection. And those things might actually link to that material item, but it's just a different lens that you start to view it through, and then you stop judging yourself for wanting that thing. Because this judgment that we can have definitely can hold us back from really claiming what it is that we desire. And I think you really know that you've landed on what it is that you desire and what your vision is when you feel this sense of patience arrive, where you're like, that is worth working towards. And I am willing to do what it takes to create that, not from like a crazy hustle energy, but just from that level of desire and meaning and purpose, where it just feels substantial and it feels clear, it feels worth it. Then number three, asking yourself, why do you want that? What is it really about? Check in, does it connect back with my purpose? And yeah, does this actually give me some additional layers of understanding about what it is that I really want to create, and knowing why I want to create that. So to complete, let's just place our hands at our heart. I want to give you the opportunity to start to tune in to your own vision. So if you're able to, you can just close down your eyes and start to feel into this. And asking yourself, what do I really want? And allowing yourself to zoom out to around about 5 years. And depending on how you feel, you might allow yourself to start to see more tangible things. So it could be something that's upgraded about your house, or perhaps you're imagining there is a new, more appropriate home, or, you know, up-leveled home, if that's what you desire, in a different location. Just seeing what you can imagine around your family structure, whatever your family currently looks like, any changes that you're feeling there, the quality of those relationships. Noticing other people who might be around you, the quality of your friendships, extended family. Those things feel important to you, just bringing those into the mix. This five-year vision, those relationships being closer. And then feeling into your business and what it is that you would most love to experience. It might relate to a certain income goal, and that just might be the portal, like in those two examples I gave, where it's like the income goal then leads into like what it's really about for you, what it is that you're really wanting to create, and why you're really wanting to create that with that amount of money as reflected in revenue and income being like the outcome of you having created that incredible value within your business. You might even like to put in like what it is that you would love to experience in terms of your broader finances within like your own, like with for you personally or within your family unit. Just anything that wants to arrive around that. Which might be to do with, you know, the home that you have and the mortgage being paid down as one example, or certain amount of investments, or just whatever it is that really feels important for you at this time. I'm just asking, is there anything else that I really desire? Allowing that to drop in for you. The final thing that is coming through is just to forgive yourself and to forgive life for those times that you desired something or you wanted something and you worked towards something and it didn't happen exactly as you desired. Forgiving yourself and forgiving life. And if it feels good, giving yourself permission to dream again.
can release your hands. If your eyes were closed, you can open them now. Thank you so much for dreaming with me, for doing this initial work to create your vision. I'd love to hear what you came up with. I would encourage you to continue to go deeper with that in your own journaling or in conversations with other people. Of course, you could work with me on this if you wanted to as well. If you've got anything you'd like to share about the process that we went through, please come and share with me on Instagram at Kerry Rowett. Thank you so much. This was episode 109 of the Align and Attract podcast, and that means you can find all of the relevant show notes over at alignandattract.com/blog/109. This could be a great episode to share with a friend so you can have a conversation together about the vision that you have for the next period of time. And if you did enjoy it, please also consider sharing on social media or writing a review. I appreciate you being here, and I will speak to you next time.